This is Christoph Kassoon, and you're listening to Navigating Diversity, where we explore how human beings differ, yet can find ways to relate to one another in an increasingly xenophobic socio-political climate. Today, I am joined by Alma Jam, who's currently pursuing a doctorate in educational leadership at Idaho State. Alma is a former Miss Africa Idaho and student leader on campus who has supported diversity initiatives including the installation of a peace pole on campus and serving as executive producer of the documentary The Cost of Freedom. In this special episode of Navigating Diversity, we are discussing a recent controversy at Boise State University over the school's diversity programs. A group of 28 state lawmakers in Idaho, led by Representative Barbara Ehart, sent BSU's new president, Dr. Marlene Trump, a letter stating that programs like graduation celebrations for minority students or special scholarships for undocumented students segregates the student population and adds, quote-unquote, unnecessary costs, while tuition continues to rise. Boise State students responded by organizing a rally at the Capitol in support of diversity and minority students. State Democrats also responded by arguing that multicultural events and programs are crucial for celebrating diversity and driving academic success. So I never thought I'd ever have to ask this question, but here we go. Why is diversity important?
You know, Christoph, before I even address that question... I mean, am I explaining it to someone that even cares about diversity? Trying to explain why diversity is important to someone that does not, absolutely doesn't care, then it's a waste of time. First of all, we are in a time in higher education, and I'll just speak for higher education because that's what this letter was attributing to. But we are in a time in higher education where the shift, you know, in ethnicities and just demographics for students are highly becoming diversified. I mean, if we're not approaching the initiatives that we're talking about and the changes that we're moving towards in the lens of diversity, then we're already looking at failing our students, period. These are the students we're going to be serving. I mean, there's no other way to combat that.
Right.
There's no other way to argue that.
If you have diverse students, you have to embrace
you
diversity.
Have to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This, we're not living in 18th century England studying literature with white people in white spaces.
Exactly.
That time is past.
It's way past.
Way past.
Yes.
Beautiful. The letter states that, quote, Boise State University is an Idaho school and as such should reflect Idaho values. None of these diversity initiatives will help our Idaho students achieve their dreams of obtaining a degree and a career, end quote. So my question for you, Alma, is, and you've been here much longer than I have in Idaho. What is the Idaho way? Who are Idaho students and what are Idaho values? And who gets to decide that?
Oh man, what is the Idaho way? You know, it's funny, we had a discussion about this letter a little while back, and someone brought up a really good point. You know, she mentions we have to do things the Idaho way, and then the first thing she attacks is the powwows. What is more Idaho than the powwows? Nothing makes sense. They never even drove the letter of data, statistics.
Right.
It was so uninformed about a lot of aspects about it. Okay, and then let's go back to Idaho students. I mean, you tell me, lawmakers, who are Idaho students? And so you really attack the diversified student population to make your point and forgetting that these students are Idahoans.
Before you even send this letter, did you even sit down with a single student of color, a single LGBTQ person, a single refugee person? You just fully went ahead and did this thing and spun this narrative that diversity funding is unnecessary. Diversity is unnecessary. And that is psychologically damaging on so many levels to so many vulnerable people out there.
So let's just say they're speaking, they're representing the voice of Idahoans. How many of Idahoans really came to you and said, this is my problem with higher education. Can you please address this?
Right.
First of all, you already failed an entire population of Idaho by only speaking onto the voice of what, maybe 1%? It's just a way to scapegoat diversity in Idaho of Idaho students.
The letter, it singles out all of these diversity programs, right? Mm-hmm. Including scholarships for DACA students and yes. multicultural events such as POWER, Rainbow Grad, Black Grad. And it says, well, these things are driving up costs for Idaho students. Well, what is wrong with blaming these programs for rising tuition costs? Why do we have to be the scapegoat, right? Why not look at other areas of funding on campus?
Yes, and I can't believe this is coming from someone that benefited from scholarships herself. Another thing, too, that I wanted to point out was, let's take, for example, you and I. We're
yeah.
students and we're paying tuition.
Mm-hmm.
You pay your tuition, I pay my tuition. We're students of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a portion of that tuition is definitely student fees. So it goes to student fees, which supports all these programs and events that we have for students.
Right. I am paying for that.
I am paying.
Yeah. The government isn't paying for it.
For
there
this.
Is no grant that yes. is being handed down for diversity initiatives.
That little fee that I've paid, so you can have a program that at least I can relate to, a program that I can identify with. I paid for that. We've made that point clear. I paid for that. It's not like these are grants or whatever. And so what if they were grants? But still, these are driven by student fees that I'm paying for in order to support a program or event that I identify with. But then when we talk about the percentage breakdown of what those fees are actually funding, none of these events, like the Black student graduation, the
Rainbow graduation,
the powwow, and so on. Mm-hmm. If you were to break down the cost for those, it wouldn't even reach 1% of what those student fees cost.
Right.
So what's your point about me paying for a fee that's going to support a program that I identify with? How is that driving up the cost for someone else?
Exactly.
Okay, and if you want to bring in the idea of segregation in all of these, none of these programs say any of all the other students can attend.
Thank you.
I mean, these are all inclusive programs for every student on campus
exactly.
to benefit from.
And we encourage people who are different from us to come because we want them to spend time with
Absolutely.
Us, eat with us, learn from us, talk
Absolutely.
To us,
shake
Absolutely. My mother's hand. Right? I want that.
Yes, yes. And so I'm just disappointed. They themselves are being segregated in doing that
right.
by its own.
Exactly.
And
you've
so,
already failed on a democratic level.
You've already
just
failed.
Just basic democracy.
In representation, period.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. And I think you're right. This
yes.
feels very top-down.
Yes.
I don't think a bunch of Idaho parents
no.
were reaching out and calling Congress
so.
And saying A plus BC. I think this was, they made their mind up about
yeah.
what was going on and they said that's that.
Absolutely.
In this era, you know, this extremely xenophobic time we found mm-hmm. ourselves in, how can we help those in the majority better understand us? What can we do as somebody in a minority? And if you really think about it, everybody's in a minority.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people in the majority
Absolutely.
Belong to some kind of minority because
mm-hmm.
we're intersectional, right?
Yes.
But what can we do as a person in the minority when we're faced with this kind of task?
You know what, Christoph, to be honest, I feel like a lot of people in the majority actually do understand.
Yeah.
I actually believe that. I think, look at how much Boise State, even the citizens there, reacted to this letter.
Right.
You can see that people in the majority actually do care.
Right.
They actually
True.
Do understand. And so it's actually people it's actually a very small
right.
amount of
it's
people.
It's really
that
1% in those positions of power.
Absolutely.
Right.
That want to say things, that want to attack diversity initiatives, that want to stir up the pot in order to get attention and just make us angry about
yeah.
something that's not even a problem.
It's not even an issue. And
yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And
yeah.
so, I mean, I think let's just keep doing what we're doing.
I love it.
I think the majority already understands. They want to fight this fight with us.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to remember because people like her and whoever those lawmakers were, they bring up these issues to stir up the pot. They're looking for attention,
a reaction. Yeah.
And, you know, when they get those reactions, they feel satisfied.
Right. Or and they say, well, like, yeah, you're exactly what I always thought you were, right?
Exactly.
But we won't give them that.
Don't.
We would never give
them
that.
There's no point.
Navigating Diversity is a weekly series that airs on Friday morning at 7:35 a.m. on KISU-FM. Join us next week as we continue to navigate diversity with an insightful discussion on cultural appropriation. You can find all episodes on KISU.org/navigatingdiversity.